Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name is Matt Lucas, and this is the first episode. It is the Dad's Podcast, I guess that's what I'm going to call it now, like the millions of other guys that are probably doing the same thing. First off, I'd like to give a nice thank you to Anchor, you know, for the app and giving people like me, relative nobodies, an opportunity to try our hand at the podcasting. You know, it's an interesting thing, that's for sure. Now, as to the content of the podcast, it's gonna be kind of random. I can't tell you, you know, that right now what I'm doing, I'm putting up tools at work. I am a manager of several little car washes. I repair them. Anyway, off topic already. Speaking of topics, again, I don't know what they'll be. Maybe we'll do topical stuff like the news. Maybe I'll have my wife on here. Obviously, I called this the Dad's Podcast, but I'll work on a title. You know, it's gonna be mostly bullshit and random crap. I'll work on. I'll come up with something decent. You know, but a little about me. My name's Matt. I am 30 years of age. I work, obviously, like I said. Now I'm not gonna edit this fucker too. So if it's terrible and it sounds like crap, that's where we're gonna have it, and that's what it'll be. You know, that way I know, hey, I suck or I don't. It doesn't matter. I don't really care. It's more or less for me to vent a little bit, you know. We all need that. We all want to have our own voice. So, but again, God, people, they make it look so fucking easy or sound so easy. It's not. It is not. Yeah, I bet that I could just imagine them with their little clips all wrote down. Like, this is what we're gonna do today, and this is what I can't do it. I'm sorry. I wanted to do this with a buddy, and you know, he had all these ideas for segments and shit, and it's just not gonna happen. It's just like if I were to do a stand-up open mic. I think the idea that I could write a bunch of fucking material and stand up there and recite it, I think anxiety would just fucking eat me up. I think I'd be better off getting up there at first. I know at first, 30 years old at first. But yeah, everyone's got their first. I will make my first. You know, I think I got to go off the top of the old head and, you know, kind of pray that something comes out of it. Because at least that way, it's just me, as authentic me as me can be. So anyway, married to my lovely wife, Miss Kelly, and I have 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls. They pretty much control the whole ball of wax. They control the whole life. Everything revolves around them, and I'm grateful for it. You know, other than that, come from a crazy family. I know one half, don't know the other. What that means is I don't really know my dad. No, I'm not abandoned. I do know him. It's just one of those things, you know. He was a recluse type person. He lived by himself. There wasn't much, you know. There was no family on his side, you know, no real interaction. There were stories. Maybe an uncle popped up. I don't fucking know who was or what. On the other half of my family is my mother, who I love. And it's, you know, and I do know her half. And it's very, very colorful, you know. We're like the white sauce and the Mexican family, you know. We're a lot of Mexicans in there, then there's us. So you got that. Very interesting, you know, but the issues you get is you're not as relatable, you know. When my mom was a young mother when she had us, so life was very hard. And I have, shit, you think I'd know. I have 4 other sisters, 2 that are full blood sisters, 2 half sisters, then whatever I got on my dad's half. I don't fucking know. But with having a young mom and all that, you know, she partied, she did her thing, you know. And I, as a young kid, you know, when I was younger, as a young guy, young boy, you know, you resent that shit. Your mom's out there partying, putting shit up her nose, smoking weed, drinking, and, you know, you're going to school with a fucking, with one sock and a rock in your pocket, you know. So that type of shit, that, you know, that's like the outlying foundation that just made me a fuck up a lot of times. So I thought I would use this podcast as a way to vent, a way to talk, a way to talk about topical shit, because, you know, maybe people want to hear the opinion of someone like me, you know, whatever you'd want to consider me. Again, this is Matt Lucas, and this is the random name podcast that I am using Anchor, because Anchor is free, far as I know, and I think it'll be a thing. I we always think that someone wants to hear us. I can't say for a fact that people do, but I hope that they'd listen, or you would listen if you're listening. Thank you. I will try my best to be consistent. This is a completely random podcast. This is a completely random moment right now. I've started recording randomly at 5:20 today, Sunday, 4/8/2018. And there's a lot of things I'm going to pick up. I do listen. I'm an avid listener to podcasts. I'm not going to name drop. I don't feel the need to do such things. But I'm going to do my damnedest to make this at least a weekly thing. Maybe we'll call it dad therapy. Family therapy? No, that's stupid. Gosh damn it. How am I going to have a podcast with no name? And it's not, I can't even be original. I don't even know what the fuck to do. I don't know. I'm going to look at some topical stuff. Right now, I'm just kind of doing this so I can listen to it myself in all its vanity. I'm going to drive around and I'm going to listen to myself. Mainly, I want to listen to the sound quality of it. Apparently, that's a thing. You know, people really listen. And I want to honor, you know, those that are listening in any way that I can. This is going to be an organic podcast, I suppose. See where it grows. See where it goes. Maybe I get people on here. Maybe I don't. Maybe it amounts to nothing. Maybe one fucking dude in the corner of the earth will hear it, who obviously downloaded Anchor. So I don't see myself avidly pushing this and sharing it in people's face. But it'd be cool, though, to use as an avenue for people to get to know me. They'd be like, oh, I didn't know he was like that. Well, that's interesting. Oh, I guess this is important. Where I'm from. We all like to know who we're listening to and where they're from, right? I mean, that's the thing. Curiosity, right? So I was born in Iowa in a little place called Davenport, and that's right on the Mississippi. We have a connective here because we're right on the border between Illinois. So you got Iowa, you got the Mississippi slicing its way on down through, and then you got Illinois. And so when I was born in Davenport, and eventually years later, when I was about 12, moved right across the river into Illinois, into a town called Rock Island. The collective of the four cities, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's the Quad Cities. That's where I consider myself from, these four fucking cities, even though I don't go to Bettendorf. You know, if you're from Bettendorf, fuck yourself. So this is the Quad Cities. This is where I'm from. You know, a lot of people relate Illinois to, you know, Chicago, you know, the city where fucking people just die every day. It's a fucking war zone. But that's not here. People like to say, it's a slice of Chicago. It's a slice of Chicago. And it's not really. It really isn't. I've been to Chicago, and when I come home, I'm home. I don't say, feels the same. It doesn't. It feels a little country. Because I have traveled around, you know. And it definitely feels country, but it feels good. It's not a bad place to be. It's a place I I guess I recommend it. But it's not bad. Nah, I'd recommend it, kind of. So that's where I'm from. And that's where I am currently. I reside in Moline now. So any local person happens to hear this, they fucking have a good roundabout idea of where I am. Maybe you've seen my fucking bald head bouncing around. And I do swear. Yes, I do swear. And once I get established and I feel like there's enough known about me a little bit, because maybe I'll do like a little bit in the beginning. I'll just talk about myself a little bit, establish myself, and then kind of work something in there. Topical shit. Talk about some stuff. Make fun of something. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Maybe in the depths of all this shit, I find out that I'm not as funny as I think I am. Or maybe I don't think I'm funny and people think I'm funny. I really don't know. I don't know. I've had my moments, you know. Had my glory out there in the ether. So I'll talk a little about myself. It would be funny if maybe someone out there, someone that I know, learned something new about me that they didn't know. They're like, ah, he's a fucking dick. But actually, he's kind of cool. He's a little relatable. And no, I don't have a reputation for being an asshole. I don't. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. Who fucking cares? I care. It's not that. I'm not Mr. Fuck, it's a really difficult, because when you're putting your own self on the point, you're putting yourself, you know, on the stage for yourself, and you got to explain, because that's how I feel. I'm explaining to myself, and I'm also explaining to anyone that's listening. Obviously, this isn't live. This is pre-recorded. Again, I'm not going to fucking edit this shit. It's not even that I don't have time to, because I probably do. I just don't want to. Oh, fuck. I am going off on so many tangents. It is not easy. Big shout out to all the people out there that are crushing it and killing it, doing a podcast, and you've been doing it for years. It's not as easy as people think it is, because you think you got so much to fucking say. And then when you open your mouth and your brain's not doing the talking, but it's just coming out of your fucking mouth. It is hard. I'm going to try, though. I'm going to fucking try. Going back onto the asshole thing, it's not that I'm that. You know, maybe I may come off to that. I seem to be generally likable. You know, people like me. They want to hang out. They want to hang out. You know, they do. I'm just so invested in my family. And even prior and before my family, which I mean my immediate, you know, my children and my wife. But even before then, I was just never, maybe it's social anxiety, you know, which I do believe I'm getting a little bit of some social anxiety coming on. From where, I don't know, I'm facing all these, I think it's because I'm facing all these demons now in this point in my life, mostly with Mystery Dad, you know. Again, which I'll dig into as I get more comfortable, and if it even becomes a relevant thing. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it is. Maybe I need someone to interview me just for the fuck of it, so I can learn something, you know? I just never was a go out a lot of guy, you know, go out with the guys type of guy. Fuck, that made my tongue fuck itself. God, I've said fuck like a lot of times. Maybe I'll consciously work on that in case someone's listening to this idiot and their child walks by and they don't have to go, "Mommy, what was that sound that stupid guy has made? I don't know what that noise is." You know, maybe you, I don't. But I think it maybe just a little social anxiety has what made that separation, what maybe isolate myself. And another thing was, you know, like as far as going out with the guys, I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. I have nothing against it. You know, I always relate it back to my mother and her partying days, and it just, I seen what it did to people. I seen how hard it was for her and how she had to change, and family, like sisters, and just what it does to people and the emotional aspect of it and all these things that the alcohol does, you know. And I seen that, and it just wasn't for me. I'll go out and hang out. I just, you know, people, they pressure you. It's like when you are the sober fucking dude and you just choose to be, you know, is that people just like, hey, come here, you little fucker, have a drink. It's like, come on. Like, don't fucking pressure me into this shit. There's obviously a reason why I'm not doing it, you know. And I don't want to hate on it because I have so many good friends that I do love and care for that drink. And I don't give a fuck because you get good stories from them drunken bums, you know. So if you drink, keep doing your thing. If you have a problem, seek help. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not a preachy guy. I'm not going to get into any of that type of stuff. I'm obviously what I consider a semi-normal fucking person. A working class guy out here busting his hump, providing and just giving his take. I feel like people think that they're giving the take of the normal fucking dude, whatever you want to consider the normal dude, and they're not. They're giving the take of the millennial idea. And by that I mean it's this fucking thing. I think of my age group. I'll look this up and I'll recome because I'm going to stop. But I'm going to come back and continue. I don't know what that's going to sound like, but I'm going to continue. But whatever the age group is for the millennial, I believe I fall into it. I was born in 87, so I definitely believe I fall into it. And they say these kids are a coddled group. They didn't get it right, so now they're all whiny with this PC, you know, the all these movements. And that may be. There may be a chunk of us. Them, whatever. I don't feel like I relate to a lot of the shit that they're whining about. I was raised poor. I was raised by one half drug addict, one half recluse dad. And my dad is older, a lot older. You know, most people my age, their parents are 50, maybe 60, maybe. You know, my dad's 70s. He was old when I was young, you know. He was old when I was a fucking, you know, I was a fucking baby. He was like fucking 40, you know. So I had this old father with these old man values. So I wasn't raised by a, you know, like a coddled environment. It was fucking, my dad was never there, you know. Like I said, he was a recluse. I was given custody. My dad took custody of me when I want to say when I was in like third grade. And I was a bad fucking kid. My mom was on the drugs and, you know, she kept my sisters. Mom was doing her thing. Again, I have nothing against her. For I love my mom. We're great. We're great together. I see her all the time. She's a wonderful person. My dad, on the other hand, that's a whole other world. I haven't talked to him in years. I did try and reach out, but it just didn't work out. It didn't go my way. So, but he did raise me, I guess. He gave me a place to live. I don't even know what he did. I think my mom said before, when I was a baby, you know, I think he worked for a museum or something. But all the life I've known him, he's never worked. But he was never home. And when he was home, he sat in a fucking... I'm telling you this. This is the scenario. He'd walk into my house. And to the left. So as soon as you walked in to the left, everything would be dark. There'd be maybe a light on in there. And he would just be sitting in there smoking a cigarette. I would just go straight upstairs. Not much to say. It was too much past stuff. We'll segment that. I'll find a way to throw some stuff in. Because I got to figure out what established means. And am I ranting? Am I staying on point? I won't know until I get a good rhythm. Figure it all out. And really learn to record at home. I'm not even at home. I just don't know how I'm going to do it with the kids. And then trying to pick a day. It's just something I don't want to put off. I don't want to put this off and make it a thing I don't do. I have a list of things that I've wanted to do, and I put them off and don't do them. And I'm going to change that, make some changes. And if you're listening and you want to, there's changes that you want to make, let me know. We'll talk about them. I'll talk about it. Talk about something. I think that what I have to say may not be the fucking thing, the idea that changes the world. It's not my goal. I want it to be the idea that changes me a little bit. Helps me get out of my shell, helps me get into what I really want to do, which is maybe stand up, maybe, I don't know, but it's definitely not what I'm doing now. You know, I want my son to look at me and my children to look at me differently than the way I look at my father, or even the way I look at my family as a whole, you know? All right, I'm going to stop for a second. This will continue. I'm just going to pick up and record back into it. If it sounds a little goofy, maybe I'll figure out a way to put a little music tone in there. But this is the podcast, or whatever the fuck it's called. The Dad's Cast, the Dad's Podcast, the fucking crazy dad, the Dad's Therapy, Family Therapy, Therapy Corner. Dad Center, Animal Center. No, Animal Center ain't mean shit. All right, guys, I'll talk to you here in a bit. Hey, everybody, how are you doing? It's Matt Lucas. I am back again with the podcast with no name. Haven't figured it out yet. I did get a little sound to work before this second part of the recording. I wanted to break it up. I didn't want to make something big and continuing. And also considering I was stupid and kind of said a farewell. So I have a lot to learn on the podcast idea of things. So I thought something I could do was just look at these news stories. I have a app that shows top news. It's always funny, like the top stories, you know. A lot of stuff on Trump and Syria. Don't really need to comment on that shit. You know, the stuff with Facebook. Okay, there's a Reuters article here with Zuckerberg, who is the CEO of Facebook. And I think it's funny that people are surprised that their information is out there. You're putting it all online. You know, you tell people and it's going to happen. And fucking people want to take your information, man. They want that shit. They want to know everything about you. And, you know, it's some conspiracy level shit when you get into it. I don't know if it's even worth diving down into. A lot of trending stories here. Look at this shit. A Russian woman dies after given formaldehyde instead of saline drip. What the fuck is going on in Russia? What the fuck? Is formaldehyde, does it look similar to saline clear in the tube? I gotta click this. A saline just looks like water to me. You know, formaldehyde is the shit they use to preserve bodies, I believe, in the morgue. Why the fuck would that be in the same thing as a saline drip? This woman was 27 years old. Someone mistakenly filled. It says she died after doctors mistakenly filled her IV bag. This isn't even funny. An IV bag with a solution containing formaldehyde. Jeez. Yeah. Oh my God. It said her body was eroding from inside. Oh my goodness.
This is a, you know what? This is a graphic story. I'm not gonna read that shit. That's disturbing, man. And this is Russia, right? These are the same people that are saying that the bombing in Syria was a hoax. Now, I don't want this to be a news podcast, man. I can see why people don't get into this shit. Why they don't go over it. Because it's a slippery slope on people's beliefs. And, I mean, that's exactly what'll happen. Your little beliefs get mixed up into it. And everything gets screwy. You gotta be very, very careful. A lot of stuff about weight loss. You know, it's amazing to me. I find it amazing that they can have these articles constantly about the easiest way to lose weight. The fastest way to lose weight. Do this and you'll lose weight. Look, the simple way to lose weight is as simple as it sounds in a sense. Is change what you're eating. You can't eat a bunch of shit. You can't shovel down french fries and hot dogs and candy bars all fucking day long and sit down and not have any physical activity and then be ripped. It's not going to happen. You're going to be a tub. You're going to be a big tub of butter and life is going to suck. You just got to accept that one. Wow, moving on. Jesus, more about the elitists in Hollywood. A lot of Hollywood shit. You know, I did see something interesting earlier. It's been an ongoing thing going on with The Simpsons. And the racism involving Apu. Now, there's a lot of, like, you know, the fucking Simpsons are yellow. And they got a lot of goddamn ethnicities or cultures that they try and display in a very stupid fucking way. However they do it. Whether it's a French guy going, ho, ho, hey. Or, you know, a Middle Eastern fellow talking like talking like that shit. That's what they fucking do. You know how many people make fun of, you know, Mexican people and do their little Mexican accent? They all sound so fucking stupid. It never offended me. Never bothered me. I understand right now America has a problem with racial divide and all this crap. But I didn't realize how bad it affected, I don't know, just Indian people. Middle Eastern people, the guy was referring to it, to them, him. Man, it sounds so, see, it's a hot topic. You're fucked. But I'm so out of touch with a lot of this, I feel. And he called it like Middle Asian or something. I've never heard of it before. I'm trying to find it. Because it is interesting to me. I didn't realize so many fucking Indian guys hated Apu. And the actor that played Kumar in Harold and Kumar, man, said he fucking hates Apu. I can't think of his name either. I know he worked with Obama. He's a smart guy, man. And him hating Apu is like, fuck. This sucks, because I haven't watched The Simpsons in a long time. I like the older episodes. I don't think any of my favorites involved Apu. My favorite character is Mo. He's just fucking awesome. Listen to this. Your brain is wired to say yes to opioids. The fuck does that mean? If you have some heroin, you're just more likely to want heroin because your brain says yes. I don't get it. Let's click it. See what the fuck they're talking about. The mid-1980s was the era of cocaine and marijuana. Well, fucking Christ. when Just Say No was the centerpiece of the war on drugs and the government's efforts to stem drug use and addiction. Gee, since then, prescription opioids have become nation's drug scourge. They're terrible, man. There are terrible drugs. I've seen what it does people firsthand. The idea that the pain that you're going through to numb it and hide it, it's tricky. You know, it seems like a lot of subjects are, and people are hard to take a definitive stance on. I'll take a stance on this. You fucking don't need them damn opioids. The only time I could see it as even a possibility is when you're on your deathbed and you know that the pain is excruciating instances. But to prescribe it for someone who has back pain at home is a detriment. I hurt my back a while ago at work, ripped the muscles in my lower back and popped out a disc and all that fun ooey gooey shit, and it hurt. It sucked. And that's exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to give me tramadol, which isn't, well, at the time they thought it wasn't addictive. They didn't think it was, but it's an opiate derivative. It's just as addictive, and it's terrible. It's a terrible drug. And they wanted to pump me up on that shit. And I found the best thing for me was simply just the exercise and stretching, and that worked for me. And it's worked for a lot of people. But I can tell you now, tramadol in particular is actually one that does increase the pain. It's odd. The drug gives you a sensation of more pain. It has all these side effects that are akin, it's just like being on heroin, the side effects. So if you or a loved one is taking tramadol and they're not on their deathbed and they're a person who can go back and be functioning, I would get them off that shit. That's terrible. So basically what they're saying, they're trying to develop non-opioid painkillers. Jesus. So basically known, and we all know that's just the way it does to people. And the withdrawals are so terrible. Jesus. A lot of stuff here. This is an article I wanted to read. Obviously, I'm not going to read it while I'm recording. How boring would that be? But, you know, people do read, or I should say listen to audiobooks. I've never done it personally. I've never, to my knowledge, listened to an audiobook. I've always preferred to read. But I've been thinking lately, fuck, it's probably not a bad idea. Same information. Fact or fiction? Can you really sweat out toxins? Everyone always says you can. And I read an article a while back about the sauna being good for your body. I think it increases antioxidants. But they always say sweat it out. I mean, obviously when you're sick, you're sweating. There are plenty of good reasons to work up a sweat. Detoxifying your body isn't one of them. So apparently, huh, too bad you can't sweat away toxins any more than you can sweat actual bullets. Recently published calculations back up what scientists have been screaming into their pills for years. Sweating out toxins is a myth. So what the fuck is it about the sauna? Humans sweat to cool ourselves, not to excrete waste products or clear toxic substances. That's what our kidneys and liver are for. Yeah, they're right, man. You know when you put it like that, it makes you seem so fucking dumb. You know? You think you know it all, right? Of course, there's usually some gram of truth at the heart of a myth, and toxic sweat is no exception. While sweat is made up mostly of water and minerals, it can contain... While sweat is made up mostly of water and minerals, it can contain trace amounts of various toxic substances. But the new findings published in the journal Environment International show that even when we do excrete environmental pollutants through our pores, the amounts we can sweat out are minuscule. Well, I doubt you're going to fucking, literally sweat out Kool-Aid or something where it's obvious. So, we can get all into this. It's always going to be on what you believe, because they always say it's definitive. It is never definitive. That's really frustrating. Really frustrating. And what is with this weird pizza? I must come from a... You guys can't see this picture, and there's people out there that know what a pizza looks like. I always think it just looks odd being an American when I see a fucking pizza where it's all flat and it just looks like burnt. It just looks entirely like burnt crust with burnt cheese, and then it has like some fucking green, I don't know, looks like spinach all shriveled up laying on top of it. That does not look like a fucking pizza. Looks like burnt crust. Looks like it dropped and kicked that motherfucker and it skidded across the fucking road and got some damn grass in it. That's what it looks like. You know, on the particular... God. Gosh. Golly. I am not good at talking as freely as I'd hope. But outside of doing this news stuff, as far as what's going on with me, what's going on in the world of Matt Lucas and his day, I am currently not at work today. I am home sick with my child, my youngest son, Matthew, same name. Shout out to me. He's sick. He's not feeling too well. Upset stomach, that whole thing. He's in his room right now sleeping. He's 7 years old and he worries me sometimes when he gets sick. He's not good at communicating too well. He tries to be the tough guy. So, let's hope the little guy gets better. Look at this shit. Luxury space hotel could cater to travelers. Oh, fuck. Best time to yawn. By 2022. Why? I don't know. Maybe it'd be fucking cool. I love space. The idea of, I don't know, it's just scary, you know? Soon after it launch in 2021, the startup Orion Span hopes to send up extraterrestrial condos to capitalize on open space. Fuck it. Get hit by a fucking asteroid or a little rock up there. And geez, tornadoes are a little different when they happen to the sun. Okay, I'm going to stop boring you guys with news. I thought it was going to be cool to do. But while I was talking about the opioids and the pills, it got to reminding me, I should have segued into CBD. If you haven't heard of it, CBD is... a short little abbreviation for stuff derived from the hemp plant, which, if you need to know, it is what we call the marijuana, the Mary Jane. It's I don't know if I'm even saying this right. It's cannabinoid. So it's a derivative of hemp, which means it has no THC in it. It's been real popular. I've decided to try it for my back and, and for my hands. I got some arthritis from using a lot of tools and whatever the hell. I just got little weak pussy hands. So to just steer myself away from going into, you know, just a typical route. Of going to the doc and getting the typical workup and all that shit. And it gets expensive. So I decided to try it. And also for anxiety to help me with that. And it's decent. It's a nice little... I decided to go with the vape. I'm not a big smoker. But I wanted to try it. And it doesn't have nicotine in it. It's just the oil. And I have to say, as of right now, so far, I have like something with my tendon in my thumb. I don't remember what they said it was called. It's some type of inflammation in the muscle sheath on the knuckle of your thumb. So it got inflamed, and there's just fucking nothing really to do. I mean, when I went to the doctor, they pretty much put it in a brace and were like, yeah, you, if it doesn't get better on its own in X amount of weeks, you come back here and we're going to give you a shot in your hand and it's going to hurt. And I don't want a cortisone shot in my freaking hand. So, and I couldn't wear the brace. It was hard to wear this stupid brace, and you feel so gimped out because no one can see the injury, really. Maybe you could see the swelling, but you just look normal. You can move your hand. And to me, anyways, I felt kind of like a douche with this thing on. I kept it on as long as I could. The pain just persists in my thumb, in my left hand. And it really drug me down. Now, over time, it has improved to where it can use, but the pain is still there. Pain's not going away. And I'm not going to go get a shot. So I decided to try the CBD. And let me tell you, it definitely has helped with anti-inflammatory. For me, I feel it. It's my hand moves easier, feels better. Fuck, and just in general. So I'd highly recommend it if you're listening to and you have some back pain. There's more ways than the vape. I just thought that'd be... I read that it was the best way to get it into your body. And it was $30 for this little pen. Pharma RX prescription. I guess that's what that means. Does anybody know what the RX stand for? Am I just an idiot? I could Google it. And then they also have gummies, of course. What I don't like about it right now is you're having to get it from seedy locations, it feels. And the mainstream consumer, I don't think, is going to go to a little shop on the corner with some old hippie. Maybe you would. Maybe you will. I did. I went in there. It was cool. He was all, hey, man. It was pretty freaking cool. I enjoyed it. But, I mean, the shit should be right there at Walmart. There's such a stigma over the idea of certain things that really are no bad for you than alcohol, you know? I think alcohol is a bad thing. I think it's worse than weed. And you can argue that shit all day you want, but fuck, you smoke a joint, you don't go fucking puke on your mom and piss on your sister, you know? You might fucking, like everyone has said, you might go sit down on the couch and eat. Maybe take a nap. Maybe you feel a little better. you know, that is what it is. That's the debate for the ages. But if you're experiencing chronic pain, if you're just stressed out and you want to try something new, why not give the CBD a go? That being said, I think I don't have a fucking name for the podcast. So if anybody hears this and wants to suggest something, as long as it's not visceral where you're, you know, the lame twat dad cast. When I started doing this, I thought I would have like this immense idea that it would just pop and I would just know and it would just click and everything would work. But it hasn't. it hasn't worked like that anyway. So, you know, maybe there is some deep thought that needs to be taken in and considered. So, I'm sorry for the yawning. It's a fucking gloomy day. It's not the same day it was when I recorded the first part. Sorry, I didn't get on it right away. It is now Monday, April 9th. It's 2 o'clock. So, no, I did not get to get right back into it yesterday. It's just, it snowed. It's fucking April and it snowed. It's out there all gloomy as shit. Just miserable type of day. My son's sick. And it's just got me down. I'm gonna keep rolling around the idea of a name for this fucker. Right now it's just gonna have to be generic, like the dad's ranting corner cast, doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. I mean, how many of us don't? I don't know, maybe there are people who are OCD enough to get it all together before they sit down, or just planned, or maybe they're just decent at it. You know, guy like me, if you are like me out there, get out there and just try it. I think, you know, when we try and we fail, that's where we find what we need to fix and where we improve and where we go forward. And this, for me, is an opportunity to say, hey, can you actually just get out there and talk, or do you need subjects first? And I'm thinking, God damn the yawns. I'm thinking I actually need to sit down and write down a couple ideas and then maybe just go off of there, you know, and see how everything goes. But right now, sitting here next to my obese kitty cat, I think that I need to do some better planning. But fuck, man, sometimes it's just not fun if you plan. You know, sometimes you want to get out there and just wing it and just see what comes off. Oh, and I did go out to my friends last night. And I had this idea that we were going to record a segment together, because you're always funnier when you have someone to banter with or talk with. And we never got it going. I do believe we'll get something concrete and do something. Maybe I'll come into my own, you know, and figure something out. I'm really fucking hoping so. I think I will. I think I have some ideas and some shit. And if you got suggestions, you want to help me out, you say, hey, you fucking rookie, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. Bada bing, bada boom. Here you are. Here you go. Thank you. Thank you. I would appreciate it. Any feedback, if you got it. If you even listened to me rant this far, because I'm not sitting here talking about no fucking things that maybe people would find interesting. And I do have a lot of interest, you know. I maybe we'll talk about video games. I'm not as avid a gamer as I used to be. I kind of hit a slump. So I guess we'll call my slump. I hit a slump. Been stuck in it for a little while, you know. And I've been digging through it, getting back to the basics. But I do enjoy, you know, television shows. I'm a big superhero fan. You know, yeah, I fucking love that shit. I was born in 87, so I kind of with the nostalgia of the guys of my generation with the cartoons and shit. But I love cartoons in general. That's why I was very upset about the Simpsons thing and all that. Not that I'm not upset because I don't fucking like Apu. I'm just upset that, I don't know, it sucks. It sucks that it hurts people's feelings and you know, stuff like that. But I do enjoy comedy. I love it. I could find the light side of things, but obviously you don't like the idea of people walking around, you know. I just, But if they would think about it for a minute, how much you've heard, like, the generic white person, right? I don't know if we've heard it that much in, like, TV. But you know what I'm talking about. The hello, sir. Hey, hi. How you doing? Hey, everything's good. Everything, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Ah, come get the... So, it's out there. I mean, everybody's got one. Maybe they need that. I guess Ned Flanders, maybe. Look at that motherfucker. Diddly diddly. You know? So, everybody's going to take their lumps. Everyone's going to have their stereotypical fucking cartoon voice, I guess. I'm not... You know, my buddy tried to get me into the big gun debate thing. People like to pick a side and they like to fight. I guess that is what it is. As far as the Apu and the voices, if he really thinks it's having that bad of a social impact, you know, I'm not from like these big city type shits, so I guess I'm just their idea of what did Dave Chappelle say, the coal smeared fucking poor people online. That's me. I'm one of them cold smeared faces that he's looking at. Right, look at that little cold smear motherfucker. So, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, is that we all got to just deal with it. I mean, around here, and a lot of my business, I deal with people from Pakistan, India, like a lot of these fucking, a lot of French, but not like from France. I'm trying to, where is it from? Oh, I feel like an idiot. It's like these countries that were taken over or something or the other, where the African, there where they learned French. Oh, man, I can't think of it. They're fucking amazing people. Amazing guys. I love them. And so a lot of my business is with, not with white people. I mean, they're there. And then around me, in terms of business, there's doctors, fucking gas stations, and fucking donut shops too, I noticed. But they're all owned by some type of Middle Eastern dude. And I ain't knocking him. I mean, he's never said, thank you, come again. But, you know, the stereotype comes from somewhere. Those dudes can't help that they're wealthy and they're doing what they do. I ain't knocking them. I have been on this way too fucking long. Well, it's just a sad thing to see, I guess, man. Everything's going to go under. They're going to find a way to cry and attack everything. Nah, I don't know. It just sucks that there's a group of people, maybe even a whole culture, that's fucking been shit on by The Simpsons. And then The Simpsons tried to retaliate back. Not like retaliate, but they kind of tried to address it. Like, hey, this is something people found funny 20 years ago. Blah, blah, blah. They kind of just, meh. And, I mean, maybe they do owe some shit. I mean, they did go a little deep on Apu, if you think about it. When they went back and they made fun of his religion. Is it the Krishna? They made fun. It's a touchy subject with religion, but they make fun of Jesus too. So again, everybody gets it. I guess it just depends on how your outset is, because America is a great country and we're a melting pot. We have a lot of beautiful people here. And unfortunately, we also have a terrible past in terms of how we treated people with equality. And I'd like to think in this day and age, we're all getting closer and closer to just being what we are, which is Americans. This is our land. And we're getting closer to that, hopefully, you know. And we just got to keep that fucking outlook. I'm just going to keep that outlook. Everybody's beautiful. And we all deserve to get made fun of, all of us. And we all deserve to laugh, and we all deserve to be offended and have opinions. So whether you're fucking black, Middle Eastern, West Asian. I'm going to look that term up. Whatever your ethnicity or your culture, America's a good place for you. I know that a lot of the news and a lot of the stuff, they show the crazy sides, but sometimes we don't tune in unless there's a fucking fire or someone strangling a cat, you know? That just is what it is. So let's look on the positive. And let's hope that this podcast can be something more than depressed bullshit coming from a depressed bullshit person, which I am not. Or I don't want to be. And I did listen to the first half of this. I don't know if I'll listen to this half. I am not entirely sure. But I appreciate anybody that listens, that has listened, that will listen. And even if you just listened it for 5 minutes, clicked off, thank you. Thanks, Anchor, for giving me this outlet. And I'd also appreciate any suggestions. So that being said, I'm going to publish this motherfucker and then work on a second one sometime this week. And maybe I'll just record right when the time hits me, when the idea comes on, and really get a grip and learn how to do this and do it some fucking justice. So if you're listening to it, whatever time it be, if it's the morning, good morning to you. Have a good day. If it's the goddamn evening, have a fucking great night and sleep well. And this is Matt Lucas. I will see you guys again the next time I record some shit, which I'm hoping to be a little more frequent, you know, as it should be. It should be frequent. Not too frequent. I'm not trying to make this shit a job. All right, guys. Have a good one.